right away Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner and Sally Struthers in All in the Family.
Mr. We could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear. At the piano, Edith nuzzles up against Archie. At a bus station, graffiti covers the grimy walls. A man with a screwdriver tries to jimmy a locker door. A couple cuddles in their seats, and Archie and Edith walk in carrying suitcases.
You know how I hate this?
They step over a sleeping homeless person to get into the ticket line.
Probably the only two people in the whole world screwy enough to be taking a bus to Woodbine, New Jersey.
Oh. Oh. Gee, it's just for the weekend. And just think, it's Aunt Iola's 90th birthday.
Iola don't bother me. She just sits there and burps. The rest of your family, they talk.
Oh, Archie, be nice. This might be our last chance to see Aunt Iola.
Oh, come on. She's going to live forever. Boy, you've been bred to hush the angel of death. Is scared to get close to
you. Oh, excuse me.
I told you I wasn't interested.
Edith bumps the man at the front of the line, and he walks away.
Be careful how you look at men, will you? Hey, buddy, we'd like a couple of round trippers on a 10 o'clock bus to Woodbine, New Jersey.
You going to Woodbine?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got condemned relatives over here.
Two tickets, 10 o'clock to Woodbine. That's $9.11.
Oh. Give me the money, Archie.
Your relations, Edith, your money.
Will the 10 o'clock bus be on time?
Oh, yes. But on time for the 10 o'clock bus is 10:30.
All the buses to Jersey is always a half hour late. Even the drivers don't want to go over there.
Come on, let's sit down. We only got half an hour to kill. There's a scale. I'm going to weigh myself.
Got a half an hour to kill. A half hour here could kill us.
Archie puts down his suitcase and sits.
Oh, my.
What do you weigh?
427 pounds.
You're always blowing good money on things like scales.
Oh, wait a minute. I got a fortune. Archie, listen to this. You are going to take a trip.
Every scale in a bus station says you're going to take a trip.
But how? How does the scale know it's in a bus station?
Because it sees the passengers coming and going. Rest your brain. Don't be walking around. You don't know who the hell is around here. Oh, geez, get a load of this back here.
They're in love.
Well, I'm sure they're in love, Edith.
Ain't that sweet, Archie?
Sweet? A couple of guys?
The long-haired, bearded couple looks up, and one man blows a kiss at Edith. A big black man with sunglasses, a sequined dog collar, a nose ring, an afro, and a suitcase nudges Archie with his bulk as he sits down. Archie looks him up and down and shifts in his seat.
Something wrong, buddy?
Archie's eyes grow wide.
No, I know she's nothing wrong. No.
The black man leaves with a suitcase, drawing Edith's attention.
Archie, that man has our bag.
I know that, Edith. I know that.
She gets up.
Don't do nothing. Don't do nothing. Don't do nothing.
Oh, mister, excuse me, but you got our bag.
I ain't got nothing of yours, lady.
Oh, yeah, you do. See, it looks just like yours.
Lady, would you just sit down?
No, no. See, ours has got an Atlantic City. See, it's on there. Here. It's yours.
They trade luggage.
Thanks. Yeah. Have a nice trip.
Thank you. Bye.
Edith carries the suitcase back to Archie, who covers his face with his hand.
What's the matter, Archie?
I'll never get over it, Edith.
What?
How you managed to live so long.
Gas off.
You turn the gas off.
Did you turn out all the lights?
I turned out all the lights.
I hope I didn't leave the faucet dripping in the sink.
You didn't leave no faucet dripping in the sink.
Did you put the garbage out
in
front?
I put the garbage can up.
He winces.
You didn't put it out in front.
Don't bark at me, huh?
Why didn't you?
I don't know. Maybe I was afraid somebody would steal it, either.
I guess Teresa will look after things.
Sure, she'll look after it. She's home alone there all weekend. What the hell else has she got to do?
Teresa dances into the house with a chubby man with a mustache, followed by Gloria and Mike.
Hey, Mike, I love the music, but I got a problem. I can't move like the girls do.
Don't worry about it. If you can move like the girls, then you have other problems.
No, Brian's a good pupil.
Thanks. Hey, I got an apple for the teacher.
They kiss.
It's our 1 month anniversary.
Yeah, and what a month. Do you know, it was 1 week before this little lady let me hold her hand, 2 weeks before I could hug her, 3 weeks before I could kiss her.
Hang in there. Maybe you'll get lucky by Easter.
Well, I made some delicious dessert. Oh, it's called flan.
Flan! She makes the greatest flan in the world.
They all file into the kitchen.
Come on.
I'm sorry, Teresa, but we've got to get home and relieve the babysitter.
Oh, honey, no flan?
Well, take it home with you.
Yeah, take it home with us. Here. There. Yeah, give me an extra one for Joey.
Honey, Joey can't eat this. It's too rich.
All right, I'll have his.
That's what I thought. You two have a good time. You got the whole house to yourselves tonight.
Yeah, you know, Archie and Edith are in New Jersey if you want. You got the whole weekend.
Oh, I can imagine what Mr. Bunkers would say if he found me alone in his house with a man.
You're right. Daddy would never leave me alone here with Michael.
Yeah, we were married at the time.
If we stopped talking, he'd bang his shoe on our bedroom wall.
To this day, every time I hear tap dancing, I get hot.
Gloria considers, then breaks out in a wild tap dance.
After the flan, honey. After the flan.
Bye, guys. Have
a good night. Hey, thanks a lot. Great night. Thanks. Good night.
Brian closes the door behind them.
Well?
Brian tap dances with flailing arms. At the bus station.
Platform 7.
I'm thirsty.
Archie naps in his seat.
Archie, I want a drink.
I want a drink. You sound just like a kid. Jeez. Well, you ain't never supposed to take nothing to drink before you take a bus trip, Edith. That bouncing around, you know, that's, yeah. And them bus drivers, they never stop a bus unless their own bladder's bursting. So come to think of it, while we're waiting here, you better go in the ladies' room and take care of everything now.
Oh, I don't have to now.
Give it the old college try. Put the pressure on.
Well, all right. You watch the bags.
What else I gotta do?
Attention, passenger. Get ready, master. We're now on platform 22.
He looks to the intercom.
I didn't hear that there, sweetheart. Give me that again, huh?
Atención, pasajeros. El autobús para New Jersey está listo en la plataforma 22.
Thanks very much, Educated Banana.
Hey, mister, they just called your bus.
Was that my... They just called that?
No.
Need it's in the thing.
He gathers their bags.
Eat it. Hey, eat it in there. Eat it.
He peeks into the woman's washroom.
Hey, come on out of there, sweetheart. We holy jeez.
Pervert.
A woman walks out. Archie hurries to the ticket desk.
Now, listen, buddy, you got to do me a favor, see?
What's your problem?
Well, I mean, I don't know how I'm going to get my wife out of the can in there, and the bus going to leave.
Don't rush your wife. There's plenty of time.
Oh, there is?
Sure. Your bus is gone.
Archie hangs his head.
Here I am. I'm all ready.
Ah, to navigate. You're done swell.
Oh, no. I just fixed my hair.
Well, while you was in there, you didn't know. Well, just a minute now. You got a darling way with bad news. You tell her.
You missed your bus.
You like that?
Oh, no. Oh, Archie, I'm sorry.
I think I'm delighted, Edith.
Well, when is the next bus?
That's the last one tonight.
Oh. I know I'm delighted now. Come on, come on. I give this mission of Moisey every chance it deserves. Let's go home.
Oh, but my family, they're going to be so mad. They won't never speak to us again.
Archie raises his brow.
If I'd have knew this, I'd have missed the bus 6 years ago.
And poor Aunt Iola, 90 years old. What'll she think?
Edith, you call her up in a couple of days. You tell her you was at the party, had a wonderful time. Everything was swell. She'll never know the difference. Let's get out.
In his rush to the door, Archie's suitcase pops open and everything falls out. Back at the house, Brian and Teresa make out on the couch. Brian guides Teresa onto her back and lies on top of her. But she pushes him away and sits up. She adjusts her blouse, catching her breath.
So what's on your mind?
Same thing's on your mind. Unless you've changed your mind.
He sits up beside her.
What's the matter? Still thinking about Mr. Bunker?
She nods.
But he's in New Jersey.
Oh, no, wherever he is watching us.
He's gone for the weekend.
She shakes her head.
All right.
Brian gets his coat.
I'll come over early tomorrow morning. Yeah, let's go out. We'll go to the museum. I want to go to the Museum of Modern Art. They have a new photographic essay. We'll see Lartigue.
She kisses him.
Steichen.
Again.
Stieglitz.
Oh, don't bring your friends.
They make out in the front door.
Teresa, Mr. Bunker can't see us all the way from New Jersey.
Kissing her hands, Brian leads Teresa up the stairs. Edith and Archie return.
Well, Archie.
Well, what?
We're home.
She's nothing that escapes your notice, have you? I can't wait until we're upstairs. Or we can go out to the kitchen and get something to eat first.
Oh, are you hungry?
Certainly I'm hungry. I'm always hungry after a long bus trip.
Edith steps onto the stairs.
Hey, well, where are you going? Aren't you going to go out and eat there with me?
No, I'm
going
to see if Teresa is home.
Oh, she ain't home. Ah, look at the time. It's early. She's probably still on a date with that jerk with the mustache.
Archie, Brian Schlemmer is a very nice young man.
He's so polite. Well, don't get me wrong. I mean, I think he likes girls, all right, but he don't know what the hell to do with them.
Oh. I think he's in love with Teresa.
Oh, geez, in love.
Oh, no, Archie. She'll feel better if she knows she ain't alone.
Why?
Well, because she'll hear us making noise down here and she'll get scared thinking we're burglars.
Oh, no, them people can sleep through anything, ain't it? Ain't you never been in a Puerto Rican neighborhood? They got bongos, sirens, and gunfire right around the clock. Hey, tell you what I do. In honor of Iola's birthday, I'll make you eggs tonight, huh? How do you want it?
Gee, that's so nice. Sunny side up.
Well, if I don't break the middles, scrambled if I do. Oh.
Maybe Teresa will have some.
Edith runs up the stairs and approaches a door.
Are you in bed?
No.
I'm waiting for you, sweetheart.
Brian opens the door and kisses Edith before realizing who it is. He shuts the door and Edith backs away, stunned. Emerging from the bathroom, Teresa stands face to face with Edith. She staggers back into the bathroom, leaving Edith open-mouthed in the hallway. Edith glances at the bedroom, then at the bathroom. She hurries down the stairs, then raises her brows and runs back up, then back down again. At the bottom of the stairs, Edith turns back and forth, not sure what to do. Archie stands and watches her.
What the hell are you doing, the Peabody? Teresa up there in her room?
No. She ain't in her room.
Is that you slamming doors?
No.
Well, close some windows up there. The drafts are doing that.
Yeah, right away, Archie. I'm coming up to close the window.
And Missy Bunkers, I am so embarrassed.
Me too.
Oh, I thought you were in New Jersey.
Oh, I wish I was.
I wish I were in San Juan. I didn't expect anything like this to happen. I just planned to spend a very quiet evening.
Oh.
And then after dinner, the four of us came home.
The four of you? Where were the others?
Oh, it was Mike and Glonnie, and then they went home. Oh. And I don't want to cause you any trouble, like Missy Bunkers. You know that.
Oh, Teresa, yeah, I know. You're a good girl. Oh,
but you understand. You were young.
Oh, yeah, but only for a little while.
But you must have felt like this, all alone in a house with a very handsome man and the hot blood pounding in your veins. What did you do?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Well, I took piano lessons.
Brian joins them in the hall.
You know Brian?
Yeah, we said hello before.
I'm truly sorry, Mrs. Bunker. Please, don't blame Teresa. It's all my fault. I can't stay away from her. I love her.
Oh, that's nice.
And I love him.
Well, do you love him enough to get married?
Do we have to?
I think Archie would say this was all right if you was engaged.
Why?
Well, I don't know. He said it was all right when we was engaged.
Then what did you do?
I played glowworm on the piano.
The toast.
Is it plugged in?
Oh, plugged in.
Listen, Teresa, I know you got a right to live your life the way you want to live it, but you can't live it the way you want to here in this house with Archie. I mean, I don't even do that.
A shock for me.
Oh, well, that's why it wasn't plugged in. I'll be right down. Teresa, I'll try to keep Archie in the kitchen. And Brian, you better get ready and get out of here.
I'm going. Thank you, Mrs. Parker.
Edith runs downstairs.
Edith, my finger feels like it's burning off here.
Oh, that's too bad.
Gotta stay awake and collect the rope. You go up there to the bathroom, I'll get some of that burn salve and put it
on. No, Archie, you used up all that burn salve.
I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah, you thought it was for your hair.
Oh, jeez.
Come on, we'll go in the kitchen and put butter
on it. I don't want no butter on it.
All right, then, we'll use margarine.
She guides him into the kitchen.
Listen,
I was just thinking that, Edith. I mean, how do we get back the money coming to us from the tickets we didn't use?
Oh, that's easy, Archie. I'll go down to the bus depot tomorrow and turn them in. Where are they?
How do you mean, where are they? You got them.
Oh, no, no, I ain't.
Edith, you took the money out of your purse in the station. Eh? You paid me the ticket. You took the tickets. You put them back in your purse again.
No, no, but you took them away from me.
I did not. Oh. Why would you think I done that?
Well, you always do that. You say I can't be trusted with nothing.
Well, this proves it, don't it? Come on with me out to that living
room. Oh, no, I don't want to go in there.
Come with me.
Please,
I want you to look right in that coat pocket there. In both of them there. And show. Yeah. Proof that it ain't there. No, they ain't there.
No,
so where are they then?
Look in your
pocket. They ain't there in this pocket here. Oh, geez.
Did you?
No, but I got a pocket full of margarine.
They ain't in my case.
When you took your keys out to open the door, maybe you dropped them on the porch, huh? All right, I'm going to look on the porch. Go look in the pockets of your coat in there, huh?
All right, I will.
Archie steps outside, and Teresa and Brian tiptoe down the stairs.
No.
They ain't on the porch.
Edith shuts them in the closet.
Did you look in the pockets of your coat then?
No.
Do I have to do that for you?
Oh, no, I'll look.
You didn't look in your bag enough for you. There's always
Brian reaches out of the closet and hands her the tickets.
You got it. I told you they were there. Now, give me the tickets. You'll lose them again. Come on out to the kitchen. Take care of the toast there and the eggs and the rest of it. I got something else I got to do.
What are you going to do, Archie?
I got to put the garbage can out front.
Oh, no! No, Archie, don't put the can out front.
I don't want to wake up early in the morning and do it.
When Archie takes the garbage around the house from the kitchen door, Brian and Teresa peek out the hall closet. They slip out the front door onto the porch and share a quick kiss.
Good night.
Brian kisses Teresa goodnight as Edith opens the front door and Archie approaches.
Oh, geez, look at this. Now, why would you want to be doing a thing like this on the porch with all of the neighbors giving you the orphan nannies, huh? I mean, ain't you got a little class to go with that mustache? Nice fella brings a girl home. He takes her in the house to kiss her goodnight. Now do that.
No, no more kissing. No more.
You don't want no more kissing?
I don't want no more neither.
Well, you, I ain't surprised at.
I gotta go home now, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah, good night.
Go ahead,
Teresa. Yeah. Good night, Mr. Buck.
Shaking Teresa's hand, Brian leaves.
He's very bashful, ain't he?
Yeah.
What's his last name again?
Schlemmer.
Oh, German. Oh. Well, I ain't gonna do nothing until you give him orders, you know. You want me to say something to him?
No, I like him just the way he is.
Oh. Well, it's your romance.
Good night. Thank you.
Oh, good night, Teresa.
Thank you.
Good
night. She heads upstairs.
Well, that girl almost had me fooled. I just found out something about her.
What, Archie?
She's really very shy.
Oh.
I mean, after all, look at that. An old-fashioned kiss goodnight on the porch. Now, think about this a minute, lady. For all I knew, we was in Jersey for the whole weekend. They could have done anything they wanted here. I mean, they could have went wild here. Wild, couldn't they?
But you wouldn't like that.
Oh, I would have had to blow my top there, Edith. But honest to God, Edith, ain't they the couple of dopes?
Archie heads to the kitchen, and Edith scrunches up her nose. Directed by Paul Bogart. Written by Mel Tolkien and Larry Rhine. Executive Story Editors Larry Rhine and Mel Tolkien. Story Editors Douglas Arango and Phil Doran. Associate Producer Bridget Jensen Drake.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive Producer Mort Latchman. Produced by Milt Josephsberg. Cast Liz Torres, Teresa. Patrick Cronin, Brian. William Lanto, Clerk. Juan DeCarlos, Black Man. Doug Robinson, Man Number One. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss, based on Till Death Us Do Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1977 Tandem Productions Incorporated. A Bud York and Norman Lear Tandem Production. Viacom.